countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, the slightly warmer weather, blooming flowers and greening leaves mean that for many it's time to get back into the garden to plant seeds, shrubs and plants. And with restrictions, despite that, people are flocking to garden centres and nurseries to stock up. And so we begin this morning in Virginia, County Cavan, where I popped along to meet well-known local nursery owner Donal McAvoy at his Pergona Nursery.
Damien, you're very welcome to Pergona Nurseries, Virginia. It is a lovely day. I'd say you love this time of the year, do you?
We love this time of the year, but we're getting frost at night, Damien, you know, so that's proving a bit of a challenge these nights. And, of course, frost at this time of the year gives us a strong sun the next morning, which can do a lot of harm. So we're covering up plants and trying to caution people from buying things and putting them out because not everybody realises it was frosty last night and the night before, you know, and the unseasonably low temperatures.
And of course, there's a huge interest in. So, how has the last year been for you, Donal?
Last year has been up and down roller coaster, as it has been for everybody. In March, we had to close our doors for the first time last March. We're here since 1986, so that was a bit of a shock and a very quiet nursery after we closed. So, we didn't know what to do. So, within a few days, we turned our Instagram page into a shopping page, and it marched on from there, and now there's a proper web shop set up. We kept all the staff here and we're packing away and everything went out in boxes. So we're very, very lucky that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people love following you on Instagram. I do know that. So social media has been a saviour for them, actually, yourself.
Thanks be to God. Like many, many people, you know. And our sales went up last year as a result. But it's different plants. So some plants, not every plant, of course, will go in a box off to Cork or Donegal. So some plants we had to cut back in production because they were just bought visually and by eye. But many other plants, of course, travel quite happily.
How did you get interested in gardening and nature and all what you're doing here?
Born in Virginia a good few years ago now, Damien. I suppose at seven I got a carpentry set for Christmas and I took the Christmas tree out after Christmas, cut the bottom of it with my nice small carpentry set saw, planted it in the neighbour's garden and it grew. So this was my first rooted cutting. So from that we moved on and opened here in 1986. My father had bought this field way back in the 60s and we annexed it and pushed his cows one side and developed a nursery here. And at that stage it was tough going, of course. There was interest rates that anybody remember in business at 19, 20 and 21% on overdrafts, which was shocking.
So what else is going on here? We're moving on down now.
Moving on down. Everything, of course, coming into flower. The girls are running around, of course, getting ready for packing and getting ready all our orders out today for the country. Some days up to 100 orders out of all sorts of things. And now we're growing plants, not only for the customer coming in, the walk-in customer, but plants that are able to go into a box and travel because we have to shrink the size of the pot and in an awful lot of cases work on square pots that pack an awful lot easier. Yeah. So things have changed in the year that's gone.
All right, we continue walking along here now. I'm surrounded here by colours and plants and flowers and vegetables and seeds and moss and
all things earthly, Damien.
All
definitely.
Things earthly as
of course,
well.
Veg plants. We've most of them are grown now in what we call little peat blocks that make life easier.
Yeah.
And it means we don't have to have any plastic pots. You can see the little peat block. We've little blocking machines, and they just root like that. And this lettuce plant, which is a little butterhead lettuce, it just goes out into your garden. The area is dug over, and that block is left sitting on the soil. And it roots in and it's off the soil a little bit that its base doesn't get dirty and messy then as a result. So I suppose in our veg area here, we have some lovely curly leaf parsley ready for the home gardener to plant out. Some nice sugar peas, lettuce in all types, some cabbage over here. And so slowly, bit by bit, and strawberries. And this is wonderful. When you look at the flower here, Damien, and you have the flower and there's the baby strawberry starting to form in the middle of the flower. After it's been pollinated by a bee. And of course, there's a huge interest in bees and pollinators And we sell many, many plants that are important for our bees and pollinators as well. This is a big problem, that plants have to be grown in a proper way, because it's dreadful to see some plants that have been grown full of chemicals, full of neonics, and bees are visiting those plants and ending up in trouble. All our plants here in Pagoda Nurseries are grown in as natural a way as possible. It's very important to look after our bee pollination. You know, pollination is so important. All our bees, our pollinators, our butterflies, we have many, many plants that they really adore.
Right, what other fruit can we grow, or what other fruits do you grow here?
The range of fruit that you can grow as a home gardener is fantastic. You know, the obvious ones would be apples, pears, plums, damsons, greengages, blackcurrants, gooseberries, raspberries, loganberries, tayberries, blueberries, peaches, nectarines, apricots, kiwis and grapes. And kiwi, in some cases, you need male and female plants. So again, our bees will pollinate the kiwi flowers, which are beautiful, but you will need a polythene tunnel or a greenhouse to be able to grow them inside. The same with your peaches, nectarines, apricots. Yeah. But for your blackcurrants, gooseberries, raspberries, ordinary outdoor spaces would be quite fine. And then we have dwarf ones, because gardens, as you know yourself, and you're living in an area with not enormous gardens, Damien. But
I'm beside one big one, the Phoenix Park.
You are, yes. But there's a dwarf, we have a nice dwarf apple tree here that will only grow around 4 feet high. It will grow in a container and crop very, very well.
Right.
So there are fruit that will grow in restricted places. And you can grow fruit on walls as well, so your wall spaces can be used up with plums and pears trained on the wall as well. So, and they flower in spring, of course, like a flowering cherry does, and of course you have the benefit of fruit then as well. And of course, you can see roses all starting to come into leaf now. When you look at roses, you know, the range of leaf colours in roses is wonderful. You know, you have this very fine fern-like green leaf on this one here, and then you go for deep red foliage and green foliage. So as well as flower, you know, foliage can be important.
Gardening is an all year round business, but for a lot of people it's around now that they start thinking about getting out into the garden. Would that be fair to say? It is the busy time.
Yeah, longer days, fair weather gardeners will come out at this time of the year. Soil is getting a little bit drier. Most people haven't even a pair of Wellingtons or boots at home, you know, so they need decent soil to work in. And of course, this time of the year you can have great fun planting hanging baskets and window boxes stuffed with colour, and you can grow vegetables and fruit in containers as well if you want to. So starting off that way is wonderful. You've got to be careful, of course, as well, that you're not tempted sometimes to buy plants that have been forced on. And when you bring them home, and of course, I'd be conscious in the last couple of weeks we're getting lots of phone calls about an awful lot of people who have brought hydrangeas in places full leaf, full flower, bring them home, and next thing they get a nice frost and they're in trouble. So you're going to have successes and failures. So if the plant dies, they're living things, don't be broken hearted about it. Get another one, learn from the experience and move on and enjoy it. So gardening, of course, is a wonderful exercise. It's keeping you in touch with soil, and then you have the challenge of growing things, and you have the joy of achieving something at the end of it. So it's wonderful, because in the same garden you can have grandparents, grandchildren in the same area.
Well, did my generation lose touch with nature?
There was a little bit of that, Damien, where you missed out maybe on a grandparent showing you, or he was bringing you out to the garden, your grandfather wanted you to help him weed, and you kind of ran away as soon as you could. But then all of a sudden you wondered, how did he grow onions? How did he grow potatoes? And wouldn't it be wonderful to have him now to ask? So there is a bit of a gap there. Remember, nobody's looking at you. That's your excuse to scratch in the earth. It's an excuse to play in the soil. So main thing is enjoy it for the years ahead.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice and I can see it in your face. And have a great summer, and let's hope when things open up again that you'll be back busy here for the next few months. Thanks very much, Joel.
Thank you, Damien.
That was the lovely Donal McAvoy there in Virginia. And if you're on Instagram, he's a great man for posting little video tips. And for those that follow him, yes, his business partner, Peter the Robin, is still very much in business there at Pagola Nurseries. But he was hiding yesterday when I went to visit.